time for an interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkinToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, YouTalkinToMe.ca.
Okay, taking a few moments out of Lana's busy schedule to talk to her about food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and what exactly are you making right now?
I am making the mushroom omelet with, egg substitute, like egg beaters.
Okay. What's your favorite meal of the day? Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
It's actually my snack meal, the second one. It's non-fat, low-sugar vanilla yogurt, and I sprinkle it with some low-sugar granola, natural stuff. And I put half a cup of mixed blueberries and the raspberries on the top. And it's balanced with protein and with all the, carbs, sugars I need. And it tastes really good, like dessert.
Now, is that something you'd have between breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner?
Yes, that's my second meal of the day. I get up in the morning. It's my routine. I have my shaga. After my shaga, I will, have my morning coffee because that keeps me awake at work. And when I come to work on my first break, I will have my omelet, which is going to be a cup of egg beaters.
Is that this omelet here?
Yes, I'm making that right now.
So you make that early and then you put it in the fridge?
Yeah, okay. I just warm it up and I put a little bit of low-fat mozzarella shredded. Mm-hmm. The top. So on my, what I do is called a carb circulation, which is 3 days of low carb intake, which is kind of approximately like whatever your weight is in pounds, you take a half of that, and that should be your daily intake of carbohydrates. Then on the fourth day, you can have double amount of whatever your body weight is. So if I weigh 120, I can have 240 grams of carbohydrate that fourth day. It's a high carb day. And the next 3 days are moderate, which is whatever I weigh, that's how many grams of carbohydrates I would take in. So I kind of did the whole week and kind of tracked my meals. I have this cool app called Lose It. So it calculates my nutritional intake and everything else. So, and also I have my menus. So it's very easy for me to get the food ready because I can just, look it up and boom, what I need. A low carb day, I make the menu for that day. That's what I eat.
The app has the menus?
No, you can create your own food, and there's a huge database of food you can find. And then it gives you the nutritional value. You can decide how much you take and, just create your own custom meals. And then that's what you have.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite breakfast food?
Ooh, my favorite breakfast food.
Yeah, even if you weren't eating healthy, what would be your favorite breakfast food?
If I'm not eating healthy, I think the most favorite breakfast I had was in Stratford. Remember that little coffee shop? It's called...
That was pancakes and stuff.
That was a full-blown, two eggs over easy with bacon, home fries. They were really good. Whole wheat toast and fluffy, buttermilk pancakes with
flapjacks.
Yeah, and then nice cup of coffee. Like, that's the ultimate breakfast for me when I'm really bad.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting hungry, so we'll have to end this.
Alrighty. Don't eat my food. This is my food for work.
You just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkinToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, YouTalkinToMe.ca.